This is KUT. Austin's new land development code, known as Code Next, will govern what can be built in the city and where it can go. The new rules are still being drafted, and as KUT's Saida Hassan reports, some see the process as a chance to address long-standing issues of racial and economic inequity.
Neighborhood activist Susanna Almanza says Austin needs to talk about its past before it plans its future. Almanza is with the Eastern Crescent Right to Stay Coalition. She notes that Austin's 1928 master plan relegated Black and Brown residents to the east side. Now, rising land values and rapid redevelopment are displacing many of those people.
It's very important to look at the whole issue of equity because historically, the land use policies have been very racist.
Tomorrow, Almanza and other local leaders will take part in a panel that looks at Code Next from the Hispanic perspective. While many panelists agree that racial inequities persist in Austin, they differ on how to address them. Almanza wants the city to evaluate the proposed code from an equity standpoint and wants to delay its implementation until the city does more to reverse the effects of historically racist planning efforts. But Councilmember Delia Garza says delaying a scheduled vote in April simply leaves the current bad policies in place.
I really hope that Austinites do a gut check and understand that keeping our land code the same is really hurting our low income and our minority families the most.
Garza represents District 2, which encompasses much of Southeast Austin. At a recent council meeting, she said the Code Next process has been hindered from the start because certain neighborhoods have adopted policies that exempt them from taking on new housing development.
Under the current version of Code Next, housing is not being considered in those neighborhoods. It doesn't stop development. It pushes it to other parts of Austin.
Garza says she's not completely ruling out the idea of a Code Next delay, but she'd only support one if it meant meaningful improvement. Francisco Enriquez says even with a delay, the city and its housing problems continue to grow.
Every day that we delay, affordability gets worse. Every day we delay, traffic gets worse. Every day that we delay, sprawl gets worse.
Enriquez is with the nonprofit advocacy group Evolve Austin. Earlier this month, the group released a transit study on Code Next. It found that the proposed code needs to allow for denser housing in order to support more public transit infrastructure.
One thing that we want to see is equitable access to public transit around the city, which means that we need to design our city through a land development code to allow for the necessary number of jobs and houses to support buses and trains in the city.
To be clear, the Evolve study looked at the first draft of Code Next. The city has since released a second. The panel on equity is from 7:30 to 9 tomorrow morning at 1 in a Million on Cesar Chavez Street. Saida Hassan, KUT News.